I usually forget. If you got your Bibles, let's go to Proverbs chapter number 4. Proverbs chapter number 4. And if whenever you find your place, would you stand to give reverence to the reading of God's Word. Proverbs chapter number 4. Like I say, I'm thankful to be able to stand and preach once again tonight and have the... What a privilege it is to get to share the gospel for the Lord. And something I didn't really want to do, but whenever the Lord called me to do it, and I done it. And man, I've had some of the best times being able to share the gospel. And I wouldn't trade it for nothing. And I am, though, I'm thankful tonight that I'm saved. And I'm thankful for the calling that the Lord's put on my life. Proverbs chapter number 4, we'll start down there in verse number, we'll start in verse number 20 and read on down. It says, "My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health unto all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away forward mouth, and perverse the lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil." Thank you for standing. You may be seated tonight. And here in Proverbs chapter number 4, and I want to take my message, if I could, out of this one verse here in verse number 20. It said, "My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings." And you know, if you've went to church here for a while, or man, been around some churches in the county, you've heard a feller. Everyone in here probably knows who Terry Pace is. And I listened to him preach ever since I was a little boy. He used to come down and hold revivals and things at Fairview whenever I went there. And, you know, he obviously he come here and preached. I mean, a lot of you have heard of him. And one thing that he always said while he was preaching, Dustin, that stuck with me, I don't know what it was, but I mean, it's just whenever I think about him, he would always say, "Are you listening?" Whenever he is preaching, I mean, that was just kind of his thing he would say whenever he was preaching. Dammer, he'd say, "Are you listening?" And man, I got to thinking about that, and I was driving down the road the other day, and the Lord started speaking to me, and I was just kind of talking to the Lord and things, and man, and the Lord just kind of put something in my heart, and I want to preach on it if I could just for a few minutes on "Are you listening?" And are you listening to the Lord tonight? I guess is, but. Here in this scripture, he said in verse number 20, he said, "My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my saying." So pretty much, that's what the Lord said there, Delmer. He said, "Are you listening to me?" And you know, you can read verse number 4, and you know, it kind of, or you can read chapter number 4, and it kind of talks about instruction and you know, understanding and avoiding evil and things like that. And I want to ask you tonight, if I could, just for a little while, are you listening tonight? You know, a lot of times, Josh, it seems like there's Christians around and things, and you know, myself personally, sometimes, Delmer, I find myself not listening. And I find myself not listening, Dustin, to what the Lord has to say to me. And, you know, I might be the only one in here tonight that finds myself that way, Delmer. But, you know, the Lord's trying to talk to me, and He's trying to tell me something, Dustin. And, you know, it seems like sometimes I just don't listen. And, man, you get in a lot of trouble, Ty, whenever you don't listen to what the Lord has to say. And, you know, it'll shipwreck your whole life. I mean, you know, it's real vital that you give an attentive ear to what God has to say to us. And, you know, I got to thinking about that and just that thought there. And, you know, like I said, are you listening tonight? And I'm gonna give you a few things. The first thing I was thinking about, we have to listen to God's voice. And, whenever in our Christian walk sometimes, whenever you first got born again and saved, man, you had some open ears to what God had to say. But the longer you go in this thing, and the longer on the road that you are, and you're being saved and you're salvaged, salvation, your Christian walk, it seems like we get a little hard of hearing sometimes. We get to want to do what we want to do, Creston. And, you know, we kind of get in the motion of things and we kind of get in a form and things like that. And it seems like we're kind of going along doing everything like we think that we're supposed to and doing everything that we know is right. And, you know, but are we actually listening to God? I mean, you think about it. You can come to church, Creston, and you can sit on the pew. You can sing the songs. You can do everything that is right. But whenever it comes time, you still have to listen to the Lord. And, you know, I got to thinking about that. And, you know, I got to thinking about the first place you see in the Bible about somebody not listening to the Lord is in Genesis chapter number 3. I mean, you get Adam and Eve. And, you know, you get to thinking about that. They didn't listen to him. The Lord told them, said, hey, don't take of that tree. They did it anyway. And I'm afraid that a lot of us are the same way almost. Well, the Lord will say, hey, don't do this, but we do it anyway because we don't listen. And, you know, the Lord will say, hey, you need to do this, or you need to go here, or you need to do this or that, whatever it might be. He might be calling you to do something, might be telling you to do something for Him. That way He can get the glory out of it. And it seems like we're just like, well, maybe we'll just go this other way. And then whenever we go the other way, like Adam and Eve done, man, it made a whole mess out of this thing. And you'll do the same thing in your life whenever you disobey God and you don't listen to Him. You'll keep going and going and telling Him no and no and no until your life is just in shambles. And man, that's what I'm telling you tonight. You know, we have to listen to what God has to say. We have to listen to His voice. We have to listen to it. Because His instruction is far better than anything that we think that we can make happen in our life. His counsel is far better than our counsel. I mean, you think about it, Jesse. I mean, if it was up to me, how in the world can we, how can we do these things without the Lord? I mean, how can we have church without God? How can we preach without the Lord? How can we raise our families without the Lord? I mean, you think, how can you have a good marriage without the Lord? That's what I'm telling you tonight. We have to listen to what God has to say. We've got to listen to Him. Man, this might be real simple tonight, and you've probably heard this a whole bunch, but this is what God laid on my heart, and I'm going to give it to you. But that's what I'm telling you tonight. We have to listen to the Lord. We'll end up like this. I mean, think about Jonah whenever he ran from preaching in Nineveh. Think about it. He ran from the Lord whenever the Lord was telling him, say, hey, go to Nineveh and preach. He ran away and then he got swallowed up by a big fish. I mean, that's the things that happens whenever you don't listen to God. I mean, maybe not physically to us, but I mean, sometimes we feel like we're in the belly of a whale. You know, I mean, sometimes we feel separated. Sometimes we feel like there's no coming back. It all stems from not listening to God. Every bit of it does. I mean, you can go through so many places in the Bible where people didn't listen to the Lord. And you can read so many different stories about where people done what they thought that they ought to do whenever they should have went with God. And it would have made a whole lot better sense. It would have been a lot better on them if they would have just listened to the Lord. And, you know, today, I mean, you might have the attitude of, well, I can take care of this thing on my own. You know, I can live through life without the Lord, and I can do all these things myself. I'll tell you right now, standing behind this pulpit, you are exactly wrong, and you are lying to yourself, because we cannot do anything without God. So that's what I'm telling you tonight. We have to listen to Him. The next thing I was thinking about, we're going to have to be loyal to His voice. Listening, being loyal, it's about the same thing. But we've got to be loyal to it. You know, God told Noah, He said, go build an ark. You know what Noah done? He went and built an ark. I mean, how many of us are, whenever God's telling us something, whenever we do get to the point where we can listen to Him, we hear Him, how many of us are loyal to it? I mean, you think about it tonight. How many of you guys, I mean, me and myself included, I mean, if I was just preaching myself, that'd be okay, but I'm just telling you, how many times has God said, hey, go do this? And we said, no, we're not going to do this. You've got to be loyal to the Lord. We've got to be loyal to Him, Jordan. I mean, just think about what would have happened to Noah if he wouldn't have been loyal. I mean, it's real simple tonight. But that's what I'm saying. We have to be loyal to His voice. Got to be loyal. I mean, think about somebody else that was loyal. Go over Genesis chapter number 22. Look at Abraham. Man, he's going to, I've got three little boys. And I could not imagine giving them up for anything. I couldn't. I mean, I couldn't. If I stood up here and told you that I could, I'd be lying to you. Because I couldn't. Couldn't give them up. But Abraham was going to. He was going to give up Isaac. Because that's what the Lord told him to do. But how many of us, man, how many of us is just in the day-to-day life, the things that we have, not necessarily giving up our children, I'm not saying that, but just things that the Lord wants us to do and wants out of us, and we're just not giving it to Him. I mean, we're not interested in it. It's just too much work. It's too much hassle. It'll require too much of my time. It'll require too much of myself. And we're not interested. I mean, we're not. And man, it's sad that the Lord is so good to us. Man, He's done so much for us, Ty. I mean, the Lord is far better to us than we are to Him. But man, just for Him to ask us to do something, what a privilege that is that He would even ask. You understand what I'm saying? It seems like a lot of times we wrestle against the Lord whenever He asks us to do something. We fight it. And we're just totally against it. But man, if we just thought about, hey, man, that's just a blessing that He would even ask me to be a part of this thing. If we had that attitude about doing things for the Lord and serving the Lord, man, how much better would our lives be? The attitude of, Lord, I appreciate You asking me to do that. But a lot of times we're like, Lord, why in the world did You ask me to do that? You know I ain't got time. Kids got ball games, I got to work, I got to go grocery store, all these different things. We ain't got time. Man, it's tough. But like I said, what if we had the attitude of, man, Lord, thank You for including me in this thing. Just for Him to let me be a little part in this thing. Man, it means just for the Lord to let You just have a little bit of a hand in this thing and just ask You to do something for Him. Man, how important do you think that is? Man, it's important. And we're so unworthy for Him to even be asking us to do anything. We don't deserve to get to do stuff for the Lord. He lets us do those things. And if we had the attitude of, hey, He's letting me do this instead of, hey, we have to do this. Man, Josh, our life would be a whole lot better, wouldn't it? We have to be loyal to God's voice. And I got to thinking about it. Maybe the Lord does talk to you and you hear what He has to say. But you have to like what He's got to say too. You got to like it. You got to like the Lord's voice. You got to like it, Dustin. Whenever He asks you to do something, we're going to have to like it. You know, we can't say, well, Lord, I don't want to do that. I really hate that You even asked me to do that. I mean, He might be talking to us, Dustin, might be telling us to do these things, Matt. And some people might just, man, they just don't like it. They don't like it whenever the Lord tries to require, or whenever they're required to do something for the Lord. They don't like it whenever God talks to them. They don't like it whenever they're asked to do something for the Lord or for the church. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, am I making sense to you tonight? It seems like people just don't like it. But you're going to have to learn to like it. We're going to have to like it whenever the Lord asks us to do things. Here He didn't say, you know, if it's okay with you, attend to My words. Right. He didn't say, you know, if it's all right and you feel like it, incline your ear into My sayings. That is not what the Bible says right here. He said, attend to My words. Incline thine ear unto My sayings. Right. He doesn't ask if it's okay. He tells us to. You know, that's a standard that we have to meet. And that's what I'm saying. We have to like it whenever He talks to us. I mean, you think about whenever the Lord told Moses to, whenever the Lord told him, He said, you know, talk or speak to the rock and water will come out. And Moses went up there and hit it with his rod twice. I don't think Moses liked it whenever He told him to talk to it, because he done exactly opposite of what he was supposed to do. He walked up to it and hit it. The Lord didn't tell him to do that. He still got water, but it wasn't the way that the Lord told him to get it. So that's what I'm saying. Whenever the Lord tells us to do something, we're going to have to like it, and we're going to have to do exactly what He says. And I got to thinking about, we're going to have to learn the Lord's voice. We're going to have to learn God's voice. We're going to have to know whenever He's talking to us. Because, you know, I see some people, it seems like they're doing stuff just for them. You understand what I'm saying? You know, they're doing stuff to make themselves look big or to make themselves look good. You know, they say that they're doing it for God, but, you know, you can obviously tell they're doing it for themselves. And to say, hey, look what I've done. That's man's voice. You know, you got churches and things like that, and you got people that, you know, man will tell them to do this, man will tell them to do that. They're listening to a man's voice instead of listening to God's voice. Look over at Samuel. Whenever he was in there and he thought and he heard the Lord's voice, but he thought it was Eli. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, he was mistaken. He thought it was Eli, but all along it was the Lord. That's what I'm saying. We have to know when the Lord is talking to us. We have to be able to discern whenever what's God's voice and what's not. We have to be able to know, like, hey, is this me? You know, my insight, Brother Dave Barnhouse, he says, his evil twin. Is this my evil twin telling me to do this? Or is this God telling me to do this? And, you know, the longer you go in your Christian walk, you know, the more you ought to be able to realize, hey, this is coming from God, not of myself. Is that understand what I'm saying? I mean, there's times that, you know, man, we want to do something, we want to make ourselves look good, we want to make ourselves look big. Or maybe somebody's telling us to do something, or, you know, somebody's saying, hey, maybe you should do this, or maybe you should do that. It's not God's voice. It's not coming from the Lord. Anyways, next thing I was thinking about, and I'll be done. Whenever I was thinking about, are you listening? And are you listening to God's voice? We're going to have to learn God's voice. We're going to have to be loyal to God's voice. We're going to have to like it. And the last thing here, we're going to have to long for it. You think about old Moses over there. Went 40 years in the wilderness without anything from the Lord. And you know what's real sad? There's people that may be even sitting in this church tonight that's probably went 40 years without hearing from the Lord. They've never heard from Him. They might have heard saying, hey, you need to get saved. Then they just turned Him away. And that's what I'm saying. I mean, he went 40 years without hearing from the Lord. And, man, think about how awful that would be. Go 40 years without hearing from God. But on the same thing, though, there's people that do not go to church. They don't care nothing about the Bible. They've lived maybe 50 or 60 or 70 years without hearing from the Lord. And then you got Christians, people that are saved. And maybe it's been a while since you've heard from the Lord. You know, maybe you're not in your relationship with God. Maybe you're not in the place that you ought to be at. And it's been a while since you've had a good conversation with the Lord. Or you've heard the Lord. But for us that are born again, it ought to be something that we long for. Yeah. The Bible says to pray without ceasing. You know, I mean, we will take everything to God. I mean, we ought to long for God's voice. We ought to want to hear from Him. And, you know, in this life, I mean, we have to. I mean, that's the only way that we can do this thing. And I'm afraid that some people are just okay, Matt, without hearing from Him or without talking to the Lord, without praying, without reading their Bibles, without coming to church and things like that. People are just okay with that. But, man, coming to church, reading our Bible, talking to the Lord, hearing the Lord's voice ought to be something that we thirst for. It ought to be something that we can absolutely not go without. Yeah. I'm afraid people that even sat in church, Ty, they can go without it. It's like they just don't care.
You're right.
You know, they come, they go through the motions, they sit on the pew, they sing the songs, they do all these different things. But they ain't heard from the Lord in a few years. Everyone would stand. I'm done preaching. Maybe they'll come get a song. If you need to come pray tonight, the altar's open always.